I'm Lisa Mullins. President Trump may soon have an official opponent in his bid for re-election. Former Republican Massachusetts governor turned Libertarian vice presidential candidate William Weld. Weld announced today that he's launched a committee to explore a run for president as a Republican. Some observers say it's Weld's attempt to protest Trump and take votes away from the president. Weld made his remarks at a New Hampshire Institute of Politics breakfast. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there.
On the menu at the annual New Hampshire gathering, politics and eggs, real eggs on the breakfast plates, and little wooden ones Bill Weld signed for people in the crowd.
See, this is when I appreciate having two short names. They fit on an egg.
But what started so lightheartedly quickly veered into what Weld describes as darkness. He told the crowd of academics, business owners, and students, our democracy is slipping away at the hands of President Trump. He accused the president of promoting divisive rhetoric and policies.
He acts like a schoolyard bully, except, of course, when he's around other bullies, like Mr. Putin. We have a president whose priorities are skewed towards promotion of himself rather than toward the good of the country.
If Weld runs for president, he'll position himself as a moderate, measured alternative to Trump, he said. He'd want to approach the tax code from the middle ground.
We don't need to choose between Robin Hood-style confiscatory taxation and deficit-creating tax cuts for the super rich.
He told the crowd he'd champion a flat 19% income tax. On immigration, Weld said he doesn't agree with the president that there's an emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border.
I don't happen to agree with the president on the immigration issue at all, and it's partly a question of tone, you know, demonizing people from other countries.
He called for longer work visas and a more robust guest worker program. When he was governor of Massachusetts, Weld was a Republican, but in 2016 he declared himself a Libertarian for life. He was that party's nominee for vice president. Here he is at the Libertarian Convention.
Frankly, it's a relief not to have to carry the Republican Party's anti-choice, anti-marriage equality, and anti-social freedom positions around on my back, as I've had to do for the last 30 years.
And today,
it feels good to be back there with the R on my name. But I will say, I'm not rejoining the Know-Nothing Party. I'm rejoining the Party of Lincoln.
Weld boasted his extensive government experience makes him so qualified for the job, he could start Monday. But he worries some voters may see him as an ideological flip-flopper, voters like Matt Mayberry of New Hampshire.
I'm a veteran. I'm gay. I'm pro-choice. And a lifelong Republican. It bothers me that you left the party, ran for vice president, and come back.
Mayberry asked Weld how voters can trust him to remain a Republican and govern as one.
We want to do the best thing for the country, and I think this is the most direct way for me to have an influence doing the best thing for our country.
Weld told Mayberry to look at his track record as Massachusetts governor. But he has many more people to sway. The New Hampshire primary is a year away. Weld says if he runs, that's enough time to make his case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.